Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the 28th day of March 2015. It is 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we are live here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. And joining me right now is award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of great free downloads and CDs that you can purchase. We thank him for the contribution of his great music for this program and for my entire network, actually. So any other show that I do, when you hear music playing, it is compliments of award-winning artist David Martinka. Wow, it's the month of March already, 2015, and we're about to slide into April. I can't believe I just said that. Where has the year gone? I bet you didn't think you'd be saying that back on the 31st of December last year. In the month of March, every year, it is International Women's Month. And one of the things that I have chosen to do for celebration of this month is to highlight, feature, and otherwise present to you women. Why? Because women are cool, and it's International Women's Month. So for every one of the Wisdom of Success programs that we've done so far this year, or we've done in March, let me say so far this year, no, in March, we have brought women on to share. And I can't think of any nicer, cooler, more fun woman to present than the woman that is joining me as a guest today on the program. I have followed this young lady's blog for quite a little while. I'm also a fan of her YouTube channel. And the tagline that she uses is, "Why make the mistakes I've already made? Why make the mistakes I've already made?" And I thought to myself, that's good. That's real good. If I had a friend like her when I was her age, I wouldn't have made half the mistakes I made. So the her I am speaking of is Chelsea Wilson, and her WordPress blog is Rookie Notes. Without any further ado, I am going to welcome to the program the young woman who documents her life and journey on her blog, Rookie Notes, Chelsea Wilson. Chelsea, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm geeked. It's caffeine and you and sunshine. It's a great combination. So I'm like way up here, you know, up in the stratosphere. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you what, girlfriend, your blog is inspiring. It's fun. It makes me think. You know, one of your recent blog entries about buying a car, a used car, I thought, oh, my gosh, I have so been there, done that, doing it, and yet nobody was there to walk me through it when I did it. So I'm just giving people a bit of an example, but what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to you, Miss Chelsea, and just let you share a little bit, anything that comes to your heart and to your mind, and I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere, so welcome your audience. They are waiting for your brilliance. Go for it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to invite me on your show. I was like thrilled. I'm like thrilled, and I'm honored to be on here. I just want to say hello to everybody and welcome. My name is Chelsea, and I write a blog called Rookie Notes. It's about 2 years old, and I try to document my life's journey with various things such as women's issues, random things such as buying a car, how to travel, and yeah, that's basically me. I like blogging, and I hope to continue to do it and provide advice. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And one of the things that you did, you talked about travel. Tell us a little bit about that, because you're intriguing me with your learning to write and speak a couple different languages. Tell us about that.
About travel or about the languages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've got a picture of you up on the promos of you at the Great Wall. And you're learning to read and write and speak Chinese, and you've lived in Spain, and you're learning to speak Spanish, so I think it kind of goes hand in hand.
Right. Well, it wasn't always that way. I actually did my study abroad in India, where I lived there for about 4 months, and then I was looking for graduate schools, and I wanted to know, I was applying for graduate schools in, like, international communication or education, and they said, oh, you need to know another language, and I was like, well, I only know English. So I just jumped on a plane to go to Spain for about a year, and I after that I lived in China for about 3 months, And then living in these places has encouraged me to learn Spanish and Chinese, especially Chinese. I wasn't really interested in Asian cultures before I went to India or China, but after like living in China for a bit for the summer, the past summer, I just decided to pick up Chinese, and I don't know why I'm learning it exactly, but that's there, and it's really interesting. It's really interesting to be able to see the characters or read Spanish and actually know what it means. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Okay. So, yeah, I do that in my spare time. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, when you say the phrase picking up Chinese, I got to tell you, Chelsea, for most of us that means going to the corner and into the little door and saying, I'll take number three, hold the egg roll. I mean, that's what most of us think of when we say pick up Chinese. So every time you give us an update on a writing lesson or the conversational lesson on your blog, Rookie Notes, which is on WordPress.com, so please find that, you guys. It's a wonderful blog to follow and read. I just sit here transfixed because I would imagine that to the rest of the world, learning English is just the creepiest thing, because how many ways can we say there? How many ways can we say to? You know, but you're looking at Chinese, and that honest and truly, and I'm not trying to be offensive, I'm just giving a little comical example, but if somebody took a bunch of pasta and threw it down, and it just sort of landed in these great configurations, that to me is what Chinese writing looks like. But you make it look possible. This is the thing that I love about your blog, Chelsea, is everything you talk about, you make it look possible for us. So it's not as intimidating, and it's not as overwhelming. And yet you just march right in there and do it, whether it's intimidating or overwhelming to you or not.
Right. And I try not to, like, especially with Chinese, I try not to think it as being intimidating or overwhelming. I think my approach to life is baby steps, because if I try to think of everything I want to accomplish and do, it is intimidating, overwhelming. But if I take each day and just go, like, baby steps, a little thing, a little step at a time, I think I can get there. There was this movie called What About Bob? And one of his lines was baby steps, because like he wanted to go see like this psychiatrist or something, but he was scared about everything in the world. But the only way to get to the psychiatrist was to go through baby steps. And so I'm just kind of like Bob. I mean, I don't think I'm kind of as neurotic as Bob, but when I'm approaching Chinese or when I'm like traveling or when I'm like trying to make it through my regular work day, I try to take baby steps.
I don't blame you. So what do you do in your regular work day? If I might ask, and if that's too personal, for heaven's sake, say Annette, TP.
No, I'm an advisor at a college, and I advise students to study abroad. I do administrative work. I run short-term programs, or not run short-term programs, but I advise students on these short-term programs. Yes.
Well, then that explains where you get a lot of your knowledge when you're talking about what's available for the students. And again, I find that fascinating, because when I signed up for colleges, a long time ago, I had nobody. No, dude, I'm serious. I graduated high school in 1974. That's a calendar date. There you go. So it was a long time ago, Miss Chelsea. But
every day I say, oh my gosh, I've been out of school for like five, or I like was a freshman like 5 years ago in college. Like that seems like a long time ago. And actually last night I actually ran into somebody from high school, and high school is over like, I don't know, it was a long time ago. So it's just weird.
And yet the funny thing is, one day when you're sitting there in a position like I am right now, and you tell somebody, you know, I graduated from high school back in Zama, 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 and they just look at you like, is that, like, that was this century, right? Because I get that from people. That was last century, wasn't it? And I just look at them and say, it was. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's fun. So here's a question I have for you. You have been to places whose food I thoroughly enjoy, India, China, and Spain. It's the only thing I can connect with is the food to these places, because I don't speak languages and I've never been. So tell me, what possessed you? I mean, India? It's a cool place, but an interesting choice. I mean, why did you choose to study in India?
I don't know. I remember when I was, the school I went to Juniata College, and a lot and like half of our graduating class studied abroad. So I was like, okay, why not study abroad? I mean, it's the same as I'm going to pay as if I did a semester at Juniata. Why not take this opportunity? And so my three choices, I guess, I mean, I had a lot of choices, but my three top choices was Australia, the Gambia and West Africa, and then India. And I chose India because I was like, well, maybe I can go to Australia for a vacation, but I don't think I can just go to India, let me pick up my backpack and just go. And then, the program that was offered, it was, all-inclusive. Everything was included. They would take us to, the Taj Mahal and all that. So I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, I was like, when will be the next time I would get to go to India? So that's why I chose India. And I'm glad. I mean, I think Australia would have been cool. I don't know how my experience would have been in, the Gambia, but I'm glad I chose India because had I not chose India, I don't know. Life is funny. Yeah. So that's why I chose India.
That's pretty cool.
And, the rich cultures and things. Yeah.
What did you notice any radical differences between, first of all, did you get to meet a lot of people your age? And secondly, what did you notice that were maybe radical differences or maybe more importantly, the similarities between people your age in India as opposed to the people your age where you had just come from?
That's an interesting question. In India it's really interesting because it's half, into the old world and half, modernized Western. And so a lot of the youth these days in India, they're picking up on, what people are doing in the U.S., what people are doing in England. And so you can see that reflected in India. But one of the things that I saw in India is more community-based, and the people, the people in the U.S. are nice, too, but the people in India, they were nice and they were welcoming. And I would just say, I don't know, people are just people anywhere. There's not really many stark differences that come to mind. Just people are people anywhere. And they were really nice, the people my age. Yeah, so that's
cool.
What I noticed.
Did you notice that any of them wanted to come to the United States and check out where you were, maybe as much as you were curious about being where they were? And did they have any plans to do that? Did they talk about that at all?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. usually when I would be like, oh, I'm from the U.S., it's like, oh, really? I always wanted to go to the U.S. I always wanted to see more, what about the U.S.? Because I think that even though people are like, oh, the U.S. is going down and all this stuff, I think for many parts of the world, the U.S. is still one of the great superpowers in the world, one of the great super countries in the world, if you will. But I did have one person. who was like, I would not go to the U.S. if you paid me, blah, blah, blah. She just had a negative perception of the U.S. because it is a superpower and because of what we do to other countries as far as our international relations. But for the most part, it was fairly positive. and then I had, stories of people trying to get to the U.S., but, their visas got declined or something. But, yeah, there's still a desire to come and work in the U.S. and come to live in the U.S. and just, see, the great cities like New York and, if we didn't have any other cities. But people would just say, oh, are you from New York, California, or Texas? Those are the only, states they would pick up. But, yeah.
California or Texas. I love it. It's funny. And I've been to both. So they're good places to be from. I've also been to the New England area, and that's a beautiful place to be from, too. And we have a beautiful, beautiful way of wrapping up our international Women's Month series here on Perspective Power with Chelsea Wilson, who writes a wonderful blog that I really do hope everybody goes and follows. You'll find it at www.rookienotes.wordpress.com. And it is filled with tremendous discovery. And I would love to ask you about your blog right now, Chelsea. And that is, do you have a favorite something that you blogged about, and does that compare with the response you got from people? Because sometimes when people write a blog, I just love the fact that I got to write this and share it, but maybe it was something that you wrote that you just sort of was a toss-off at one point, and yet that was the thing that got the most response.
I have two, you might have to remind me of this question again, but one of the things that I blog about, I just when I blog, whenever I blog about my personal journey, I get a lot of response about that. I like to blog about I don't know. I like to blog about, you know, my journey, and then I like to blog about women's issues. But I think one thing that took off that I was kind of embarrassed about it before, but it took off and it's like this thing that keeps growing, is like I talked about the pap smear and like that, like I keep getting like hits about that, and then I blogged about like student visas and I keep getting hits about that too, and I think that's like really interesting. I mean, I just like spoke on my experience and people took to that, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, it's obviously my age, I'm almost 60. When I had my first pap smear, I was much younger than you experienced that. And I do want to talk about the pap smear thing because I was hoping it would come up in one of the with one of the questions. Now, and I'll tell you why. But you hit the nail right on the head. Had somebody been able to explain it and walk you through the what you could expect, the expectations, it wouldn't have been such a freaky ordeal for most of the
right.
people that I know personally. And you even talked about it. You said, well, a year ago when I had my first one, had somebody been able to help me, I might not have
right.
been, no, we're not going there. Sorry, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. And then you said the second time around it was easier because you had, A, had an experience already, B, you had a different, I think you had a different doctor. And
right,
it just seemed to me to be so caring and such a very kind thing for you to do that I hoped people would really pay attention to that. Because, number one, you didn't have to go personal like that. You didn't have to get
right.
all, this is what I did. I mean, that was brave, Miss Chelsea, seriously. And number two, you did. And this is why I love your blog, because you're doing the things you don't have to do out of just caring and concern for so many people and to kind of validate where you are in your life. It's sort of like the Dear Diary, but it's like live so everybody can read it.
Right.
That's cool. I mean, that is really cool. So thank you for that being the example that you brought up. Because the other example, and I mentioned it at the beginning, was the buying the used car. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think I'll ever buy a brand new car again. I got to tell you, I've been buying used cars. I know. Since 2002, I've been buying vans because they work better for me. But honestly, Chelsea, I think you're going to have yourself one heck of a good time in this used car buying thing, because there's a lot to be said for what you go through and what you learn about owning a car by going through the process of buying a used car. Because you got
right.
to check out a whole lot more. Yeah. Well, you're finding that out. Remember what you just wrote about the guy wouldn't let you have it looked at by a mechanic?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
What's that all about?
Like,
of course you
yeah,
got to have a mechanic
yeah.
look at that car.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't know that. And I was actually going to go through with buying one of those cars. I mean, it looks good, but, you know, I don't want to pour, like you say, $2,000 and then there's, like, a whole bunch of money problems with the car, and then it's like more than I paid originally, you know. And yeah,
exactly.
I don't know, like I hope to bring more, you know, blog posts and videos about buying a used car. Yeah, because like you said, there's so much that has to be said about buying a used car. And for me, before I even started this journey, I had no idea about a car. I could barely tell you like the different models. I didn't really know. I could have cared less, but this is useful if you're actually in the buying process.
Yeah, for sure. And again, most helpful. I mean, we hear a lot about after I bought it, and this is what I experienced, and that's kind of like doggy downer stuff. And this is what I think is really cool. Your stuff is very positive and uplifting. It's okay to go in and talk about the after stuff. You know, like I bought this car, and oh, my gosh, look what happened to me. But as you're walking us through it, we're like, it's like watching the movie where you're like, I hope she gets the guy. 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 You know, so you're just kind of like following it. And it's like all these people cheering you on. I hope you're feeling that energy, Chelsea.
Oh, yes.
I think that's what's happening.
I love that you and that I feel like regular people come back, you know, like people that come back. And I appreciate you guys' comments. I mean, that like respond to it like the day of, but like hopefully I get around to it, and I just appreciate that so much, you know. And I just feel the love and support on the blog, and it's really good.
Awesome. So designs, thoughts, plans to take your writing. You do have great communication skills, and it comes across in your video. You've got a great sense of humor. You're a very tender-hearted person. I would imagine if you were standing in front of somebody that was trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes, you could also get in their face and give them what for. Pretty healthy. But and your writing skills are more than adequate. They really are.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I think people should tell people where their strengths are more often, because that's what we want to build on, our strengths. So do you have plans or designs on taking your communication skills even further?
With Bricky Notes?
Well, you may be writing a book, or you may be doing some public speaking, because communication, it could be interpretive dance for all I know. I mean, heck.
Right. Yes. I don't know. I don't know what's in the future for me exactly. I would hope to maybe write a book one day. I don't know exactly what I would write about, but I guess that's just a process in life. I would like to hold a bloggers brunch, like in the DMV or Baltimore area, soon, maybe like, if not this year, next year. I think that would be really good. I invite all the bloggers who live in this area to like a brunch. And I would like to do things more into the Baltimore area, maybe try to promote study abroad or languages or travel, because I think, you know, I went to a high school where it's very math and science-based, and I wasn't that kid. I didn't really – I'm, like, the worst at math. But if I had somebody saying, oh, yeah, you can do well with languages, you can do well with communications, with writing and things, I think that would have been helpful, too. So maybe if I can, like, go back to, like, my high school or high schools in Baltimore, that would be good, too. Yeah, just reach people.
Cool. So what else interests you? I mean, we know you like to travel. We know that, you know, like you just said, the different things that you do enjoy. What's some real quirky, awesome thing? Like, I happen to own every magic marker that was ever made by the Sharpie people. I know, it's horrible. When kids come over to visit, you know, it's like we all sit and color. It's like, come on, we're going to color. So what's something really awesome that you care to tell us? You don't have to tell us everything. It's all right.
I kind of like sports, or not so much sports, but I'm kind of like athletic or something. Like, I want to do some sports leagues this summer, like kickball or something. And I love the Baltimore Ravens. Like, if anybody's listening and they want to give me a ticket to go see the Ravens, I would so appreciate that. I love, like, football season. I'm a huge football fan. Like, on Sundays, it's like NFL all day.
You go. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, somebody wants to give me a ticket to the Baltimore Ravens. It's like, oh my gosh, that is like so cool. Somebody give this girl a ticket to the Baltimore Ravens. Doggone it. Dude, guys,
yes.
Listen up. Here's a lady that loves football. Gentlemen, did you hear this? And she believes in NFL Sunday. Gentlemen, did you hear this? We're going to fix that up. I'll be your fairy godmother, Chelsea. We're going to work
yes,
on that.
Yes.
So I'm here for you. I've got your back. That is fun. That is because seriously, I got to tell you something. I like football. Number one, I do get it. I get that all these guys got to move this little piece of pigskin all the way down to the other end and get it over the sticks. I get that.
Yes.
However, that's about all I get. And that they wear different uniforms so I can tell who's who.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. That's about it. It's, and
like,
I know that I'm a Detroit Lion. Detroit Lions, I can tell you who our team is. And that sometimes they do really, really good, and sometimes they stink.
Definitely. But I think they've been doing better, like, these past few seasons. So, yeah, I give them their props.
Well, look at that. Didn't you know that? And I'm from here, and I don't even know that. So, doggone it, I think I respect that. Thank you. This is, like, amazing and fun. This is Chelsea Wilson, who we're having this amazing and fun discussion with. And she's got a YouTube channel, so check that out. Rookie Notes, R-O-O-K-I-E, Notes, on WordPress.com is her wonderful blog. And there's so much going on in your life and in your world. So the friends around you, are you like a superstar in their eyes, or are you just like Chelsea?
I don't know. You would have to ask them. They say, some of them are like, oh, it's cool you're doing all of this stuff. But, you know, I just prefer to just think of myself as Chelsea, and I hope that they think of myself as Chelsea. Like, I have friends that are doing, like, amazing things as well, you know, and I think a wonderful blessing. Like, some of my friends are going on to be doctors and lawyers and teachers and working in the communications field and everything. So, you know, we're all doing good. And I think that I'm doing my own thing, but hopefully they see me as just, like, you know, a regular person, because I don't want to be like, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so they better see me as a regular person.
that's cool, though.
That
seriously.
That would be weird.
You know, I agree with you, because when it comes down to it, you want the people around you to just be people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Treat you like people. So I respect that. I do. I got that. And the other thing I thought was cool was you said a lot of the people around you are all doing good. You know, Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond actually went to high school together.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. From what I understand, not like I was there. They're a little older than I am, but not much. A little older. But the thought is that, you know, here's when you get success in the same, you know, hip pocket with success, it encourages everybody else to move forward, which is why a lot
right.
of people who are born into circumstances of lesser advantage try to bust out of that to get into circumstances of greater advantage, so they have that camaraderie around them. So
right,
you're giving
right.
that to people. And you're experiencing
yeah.
it. I think that's how you are able to give it, because you have experienced it. And your family?
Mm.
What about your family? Do we have siblings here and all kinds of other cousins and wonderful other people that are like, go, Chelsea, go. Go, Chelsea, go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my family, they're just like, oh, yeah, do your thing. Yeah, do your thing. Yeah, like my cousins, like, you know, they're doing well, too. I have, like, one cousin down in Texas, you know, she's an engineer, and then my other cousin, you know, working for the government, and, you know, they're studying psychology, and they're doing their stuff, so it's like, you know, we're all in this together. Yeah, but I'm just, like, very, very blessed. Everybody's doing, they're doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. So somebody you really like to read, who do you follow? Who do you read? It could be a book, it could be a blog, it could be anything.
As far as books, I like to read Jodi Picoult. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Picoult. I like to read you, of course.
Oh,
I like
thank
to.
You.
I like to read different things. I like to read like Clutch magazine and Essence, and I like to read different. I don't know. I like all my spare time. I try to like catch up on people's blogs and stuff. So yeah, that's what
cool.
I do. I read
cool.
blogs and stuff. Me.
Mm-hmm. Movies, television, what's out there that catches your eye? And if it don't, like, I haven't owned a TV in 18 years, so TV and I,
right.
I have no clue.
Yeah, TV, I don't really watch TV. I actually watch my stuff on the internet. It's, like, weird. It's like becoming, like, the sensation. If I do watch things on TV, it's, like, the news, or it's, like Family Feud or something. But I watch people's vlogs on YouTube. That's what I spend my most time watching, whatever's on YouTube.
Cool. Cool. What's out at the movies that is catching your eye or wanting you to go see it?
Well, I haven't been to the movies in forever. The last movie I saw, I think it was like Exodus or something. But it's funny because I used to work at the movie theater for 5 years, and this is so embarrassing. But people would come to the movie theater, and I would be in the box office, and they'd be like, so Chelsea, or they didn't know my name, but they'd be like, so you work here, what get to see? And I'd be like, I don't know, I've seen like 3 movies. Because I don't know, movies just don't like catch my attention. Maybe it's like the length, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm impatient. But they're like, why do you work here? You don't know what's like, I don't know what movies are playing. But yeah, that's a weird fact about me. I worked as a box office person for 5 years, and I maybe saw like 5 movies.
You know what? I don't blame you. I haven't been to a movie theater in ages, but, you know, I'll blog about that someday, so I won't do whatever.
Yeah.
So a quote, a word of wisdom you'd like to leave us with, because time has eaten away our half hour together, so I'd like
oh,
you to
really?
Leave
this
us
is,
with some.
Really
I know, isn't it amazing? So what would you
yes.
like to leave us with?
Just keep trying, never give up, just keep swimming, even though, like, a lot of days I actually feel like a failure, because, like, I don't know, I've, like, had a horrible day, or, like, things didn't go right, or whatever, but, you know, the next day is still a present, so just keep going, and don't give up. Just keep swimming
wow.
is what I always say. Yeah.
Yep, just keep swimming. Well, Chelsea Wilson, thank you so much for helping us just keep swimming. And her blog, again, is rookienotesonwordpress.com. Thank you so much, and I look forward to reading everything that you write from this point forward, because it's a great read, and I appreciate you so much.
Yes, and thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh, you are
so welcome.
I was a bit nervous,
but I'm so glad that I did it.
You did it. You got through. I'm so impressed.
That's my other piece of advice. Never turn down an opportunity. Just take it and go with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Perspective Power and Chelsea Wilson on Wisdom of Success.